meet again. In thunder, lightning, or in rain.
What are you on about, Dib? There's only two of us here. Can't we find a nice warm pub somewhere?
When the hurly-burly's done. When the battle's lost and won.
Yeah, Dib, very good. Look, what are we doing on this planet? I'm cold and wet and I want a cup of tea.
No one else must hear my plan.
Well, those one-legged kangaroos seem vaguely interested.
Oh, ignore them. They're all deaf. Dob, the time has come to revisit Earth.
What? You brought me all the way here just to tell me that? What are you planning, Dib?
We are finally going to reveal ourselves to the humans.
Well, you're going to tell them about the Bermuda Triangle and the corn circles, then?
Shut up! We give them a list of things that we want, and if they can't come up with the goods, then we bomb them to bits. What do you think?
I think it's brilliant, Dib. One of your best.
I knew you'd like it.
Dib, can we leave now, please? That kangaroo over there is licking his lips.
Have a look at this list first. See if I've missed anything out.
Look, we're going to get Zebedee to death by his mates if we don't leave soon.
The list, Dob. Read the list.
Okay.
Hello, 43375.
Emma, is that you?
Karen, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. Are you coming up tonight, then?
I certainly am. My boss is letting me away early, so I could be with you by about 8 o'clock.
Yes, straight down the pub.
So, what did you say there was to do in this village over the weekend, then?
Oh, loads of stuff. We could do some hill walking, perhaps, or we could visit a castle.
No discos, then?
No, but there is a really nice pub, and I've made a few friends here. We could go out with them if you like.
So, not even a small teensy-weensy little disco, then?
No.
I'm just teasing. How much longer do you have the cottage for?
Quite a while, by the sound of things. I got a postcard from Aunt Susan yesterday. Listen to this. Dear Emma, having a wonderful time. Weather fantastic, food superb. Farquhar and I are spending most of our time on the beach. The rest of the time we are spending in our hotel room! We'll be here for at least 3 more weeks. Must dash as Farquhar is bringing our cocktails over. Ciao, darling. Mwah.
Sorry, what was that last bit?
Ciao, darling. Mwah.
That's what I thought you said. What does moi mean?
Well, you know, it's the sound yuppies make when they kiss each other. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
All right. I must say, I could do with a toy boy.
Karen, you're 20 years old. What sort of age group did you have in mind?
Well, you said Farquhar was 24.
Typical bank clerk. Can't add up.
Emma, I have to go now. I have a customer. I'll see you later, okay?
Okay. Bye.
So that's it then. You've finished.
Looks like it. 6 months of market research and long lunches has finally come to an end.
You should be pleased. It's a very good design. Not as good as the one you came up with last year, but it should buy you breakfast for a few months.
Pongo, I'm fed up with this job. If I'd wanted to do the same thing over and over again for 9 years, I would have become a civil servant.
I thought you liked your job.
Well, I did at the beginning. Being a spaceship designer sounds like it's a glamorous job, but it isn't. There's the business breakfasts and having to be seen in trendy cafes of an evening, and there's also a lot of solitary work.
But I thought you preferred working on your own.
No, I enjoyed that bit. It's the breakfast I can't cope with. Having to get up early and watch fat businessmen put away pounds of sausages and endless cups of caffeine every morning. It's enough to make you become a fishmonger.
What?
Anyway, I'm going to have a long holiday and try and decide what I'm going to do next. I need a new career, Pongo.
You could go and work for my brother.
What? Work for that prat? Pongo, the one golden rule in the anti-gravity swimming pool business is that when you're last out of the office, you don't turn off the power to the pool.
Yeah, what a plonker. That part was flooding for a fortnight. Anyway, I didn't mean him. I meant Glipton.
Why? What's he up to?
He's got a band together again. They've got a few gigs on one of the outer planets. They're looking for a roadie.
No, I've only just managed to wean myself off of the pork pies and brown ale from the last time.
So where are you going for your holiday, then?
I thought I'd go to Earth again.
Earth? But I thought you'd all agreed that you wouldn't go back after the corn circle fiasco and everything.
Yeah, I know. That game of tiddlywinks got really silly in the end. Look, I'm not going to tell the others that I'm going, and I'm expecting you to keep quiet about it too, okay?
Are you sure about this, Tyson? They might guess that you're not human.
No, they won't. I'll be all right. I don't think you'd be quite so inconspicuous, though, being covered in blue fur and not having any legs to speak of.
All right. Just don't blame me when it all goes terribly wrong, that's all. You're gonna send me a postcard, then?
Oh yeah, sure. Do you want me to give her the money for the stamp now, or wait until I get back?
Hello, Wimmer. How you been, then?
Hello, Mrs. Mac. I'm fine. Lovely weather, isn't it?
Oh, marvellous, my dear, marvellous. Just right for what I'm planning to do today.
What are you doing today?
Oh, dunno, something, I'll bet.
Ah.
Oh, today's Friday, so, that'll be tree cleaning day, then.
Tree cleaning?
Oh, yeah, it's got me Brasso, me Duraglit, me Brillo pads, me furniture polisher and me loofers. Trees has got to be cleaned, you know.
Why?
Oh, yes, that's right.
No, why are you going to clean them? Can't you just let the rain wash the leaves?
Oh, yes.
Well, which trees are you going to clean?
Oh, those up on Beacon Moor, my dear.
But there's a whole forest up there. It goes on for miles.
Oh, yep, must be going up then. Can't stand about guessing all day. What's you up to then?
Oh, I'm going to take some photos today. I want to go up the hill a bit and take some views of the village. Look, can we get back to these trees?
Oh, it'd be a lovely little village. Been here all my life, I have. I remember when all of this land was ice and there were polar bears in my garden.
Sorry?
You know Mrs. Cheesbury in Hazel Cottage?
Yes.
Well, she used to be a penguin, she did.
Ah, yes. My friend Karen is coming to stay for the weekend. She's not really into quiet villages, but I think that she'll enjoy herself.
She live in London too, then?
Yes, we were at school together. I went to college and she got a job in a bank. Bit depressing, really.
Oh, yeah. Banks is funny places. They stop the rivers flooding the fields, though.
Yes. Look, I'll see you later.
Okay, see you later, Emma. Me trees is a-calling.
Maybe it's all the fresh air she gets.
Ah, this is the life. A few weeks of gentle cycling and not-so-gentle beer drinking should sort me out. I just need to come up with a new career. Maybe I could... what the... Hey, get out of the way!
Right.
No, I'm not. What the hell were you doing in the middle of the road?
Here, let me help you out of the hedge.
Get your hands off me. Oh. If I'd been in a car, you could have been killed.
I was taking a photograph of the stream at the side of the road. Here, have a look through the viewfinder.
Get off.
It would have made a brilliant photo if you hadn't gone and splashed muddy water all over the lens.
Oh, perhaps you would have preferred it if I'd hit that wall over there instead of going through the stream into that nice soft hedge.
You know, you should learn to relax more.
I was perfectly relaxed until I met you. Is there a pub around here?
Yes. Follow the road for another 2 miles. You can't miss it. It's called the Laughing Aardvark.
10 seconds into my holiday and this happens. Right. I don't really want to find you in the hedge when I get back tonight, so stay off the road, eh?
Okay. Bye. 10 seconds.
Good afternoon, sir. What'll it be?
Hello there. I don't know, really. What do you recommend?
No contest, sir. Has to be a pint of Thiek Willys in these parts.
Thiek Willys?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll have a pint of that then. Thanks.
Get?
You? But how did you...
Hello, Emma. The usual.
Yes, Sam, thanks.
How did you get here so quickly?
I've got a bicycle too.
Are you following me?
Well, yes, I suppose I am. Thanks, Sam. Oh, come on, let's sit over here.
Thanks for the drink, Emma. So why did you follow me?
I just fancied a chat. What's your name?
Tyson. Are you a native, then?
Good God, no. I'm just here for the summer. I must say, it was nice to bump into someone normal, if you pardon the expression.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm not exactly normal.
Well, you weren't planning to clean any trees today, were you?
No, that wasn't on the agenda.
Well, that's a relief. Thought you might have a couple of sponges stashed away in your rucksack, just in case you bumped into a couple of dirty elms during the day. Why did you say back there that you were 10 seconds into your holiday? What's the matter?
Shh! Can you turn the radio up a bit, please?
Will do, sir.
A spaceship containing 2 men claiming to be aliens landed in High Wycombe this afternoon. It caused a major disturbance in the high street when it landed on a clothing store and flattened all 16 of the assistants, although at least 7 of them are known to have asked the aliens if they needed any help in choosing some trousers before expiring. The 2 aliens have asked that they may be allowed to speak on Radio 4 this evening and are at this moment in a car heading for London. The Prime Minister has declined to comment on the situation, but we understand that he'll be listening to the interview as it goes out live in approximately half an hour. Now, this means, of course, that Gardener's Fingers will have to be rescheduled and broadcast later in the week.
And now, oh, no, I don't believe it.
I know, scandalous, isn't it? Having to reschedule Gardener's Fingers.
No, those aliens are real. They can and will destroy the world. If they get to do that interview, it could well be the end of the Earth.
Tyson, wait for me!
Emma, go away. Get back to the pub.
How come you know these aliens, then?
I don't. I've never heard of them before.
Then why are you cycling so fast?
Emma, just get lost, will you?
Well, that's not very nice, is it? Have you got a car up here, then? Those aliens said they'd be doing the interview in half an hour, Tyson. There's no way you could drive to London in that time. Why are you stopping?
Emma, just shut up and I'll show you.
Show me what? Oh, my God! Tyson, there's a spaceship above that tree!
I know, it's mine. Grab hold of me, there's a lift just here.
What? Oh! Tyson, we're going up! There's nothing holding us!
Don't look down, we're nearly inside.
Oh dear.
Welcome to Callisto, my mobile home.
Oh, I think I'd like just to go and clean some trees.
Come on, follow me.
Where are we going?
The cockpit. We have to get to London before those two morons do.
So you really do know them then?
Oh yes, we come from the same planet. You see, I used to work for a group who looked for signs of life on other worlds. A few years ago, we discovered Earth.
You discovered Earth?
Yeah. We visited a few times, then after a few, incidents, we decided to stop coming. We drew up a legal document banning any member of the group from visiting again.
So you've been here before?
Once or twice.
But aren't you breaking this agreement, then?
Look, can we talk about this when we get moving? Go up those stairs.
Hey, that's neat! A spiral staircase on a spaceship!
Yeah, it's one of the reasons this model didn't sell very well. Come on, we're running out of time.
Okay, okay. Wow, what a view!
Sit down over there.
Oh, this is great! Hey, do you know where we're going?
Well, I know the way to London, but that's about it. Any ideas?
Well, it's radio, so I guess they'll be doing the interview from Broadcasting House. Could you land on the roof, do you think?
I'd prefer to leave the ship above a park, really. It's quite an old, and the controls are a bit dodgy. I don't mind flattening the occasional tree now and then, but I wouldn't want to demolish any buildings.
Well, there's Hyde Park, that's pretty big. It's not that close, though, we'll still need to catch a bus.
Well, we better get going then.
We're nearing the capital city, Dob. Have you got the list?
Yeah, it's in my pocket.
Excuse me?
Yes?
I was just wondering why you're being so aggressive.
Just concentrate on the driving.
No, really, I'm interested.
We must show you humans who the real bosses are.
But can't our races live together in peace and harmony and all that? Well, we could learn so much from each other.
Do you know what happened the last time our race found another planet that contained life? Our great rulers also thought like you and sent a great task force to make contact. Everything went fine. There were celebrations, parties in the streets. People singing and dancing everywhere.
Sounds all right to me.
We ended up giving them everything. They were years behind us in almost every respect. Technology, social graces, personal hygiene. We only got one thing from them.
Well, what was it?
Gardening programs.
Hey, we've got those.
We know that. We know you have gardening programs.
And that was it? The only useful thing?
Useful? Ha! There were 4-hour documentaries about how to lay paving stones, endless programs about weeds you could eat, and those awful, awful vegetable news night shows.
We vowed that this would never happen to us again, and so we've decided that we will take what we want from your planet.
No one makes a fool out of Dib and Dob. If your people don't come up with the goods, then it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. When the great rulers hear what we have done, we shall be heroes.
What are you going to ask them for then? I mean, show me the list.
No! You will hear along with everyone else. How much longer will this journey take?
Well, about another 15 minutes, I reckon, provided we don't hit any more traffic jams.
This is going to take ages.
No, it won't. London buses can be quite fast. Well, sometimes. Tyson, you said that you'd been to Earth before. When was that?
Well, it's all a bit embarrassing, really. We came as a group the first time. That was about 2 years ago. We were getting on great, going on pub calls, laughing at the gardening programmes.
What?
And then one day, we went out to this place in the west of England to do a bit of hill walking. We were wandering up this hill when we came across this big circle in a field.
What, you mean one of the giant corn circles?
Yeah. Anyway, to cut a long story short, we found out that they were being made by the Intergalactic Roll-Up Throwing and Tiddlywink Experimenters Social Club, who were on their annual outing. Normally, the tournament only lasts 3 days, but it was summer, and there were a lot of nice pubs.
So what did you do?
Oh, we stepped in, of course, and, well, sort of joined in, really. Well, the beer was nice, and it was great fun. We'd sleep by day, go drinking in the evening, and play tiddlywinks at night. We didn't even think about clearing up after ourselves until I came back last summer on my own and saw the mess.
They've really caused a great fuss. I can't believe this. Are they really made by tiddlywinks?
Oh, yes. We even experimented with different shapes of tiddlywink to try and make them go further. Serrated edges, that sort of thing. Anyway, last year, I came on my own because some of the others were getting a bit funny.
How do you mean?
Well, we all signed an agreement saying that we would leave Earth alone for one. Everyone was very good about it, except for those two prats, Dib and Dob. They were still upset about a previous encounter with life on another planet, and they felt that we should milk Earth for all it was worth. Are we there yet?
Well, nearly. Next block, I think.
God, this was supposed to be a holiday.
Well, how are you going to stop them? It doesn't sound like they'll listen to reason.
I don't know, Emma. I really don't.
Hey, this is us. Come on, Tyson.
Right.
Right, we're here. Come on, Dob, let's go in.
Dib, look, it's Tyson. What's he doing here?
Stop, you mustn't do this.
Oh, get lost, Tyson.
Ah! Oh, Tyson!
Come on, Dob.
Tyson, are you all right?
Did anyone get that Tiddlywinks number, please?
Get up! We've got to stop them.
I'll just make sure the cat's been fed. Here, Tiddles.
Oh, you could must you get up. They've gone in.
Ugh, my head.
This way. Come on.
Excuse me. Can I see your passes, please?
We haven't got passes, but we must get to the studio where the aliens are going to...
I'm sorry, miss. You can't get in without a pass.
Oh.
Now, look. If you don't let us in, then your planet could be a pile of rubble by the time Wogan comes on.
Doesn't bother me, sir. No pass, no entry. Simple as that.
Oh, it's no good, Tyson. We can't get in. You're in no condition to fight, and I don't fancy getting my face broken. Come on, let's sit down.
Okay.
You'll be able to listen to the interview on that speaker there, miss. I'll just turn it on.
Oh, thanks.
Your lovable Cockney DJ, Watney Bollard. Strike a light, knock it on the dog and bone.
Good evening.
So, me old muckers, you're aliens then. Strike a light.
Yeah. We've been watching your planet for some years now, and we've made a list of the things that we want from you.
You've got me bang to rights, Governor. Knock it on the dog and bone. It's a fair cop and no mistake. If you've just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, call Lummy, it's a fair cop in it. Then we have here on today's novelty spot two gentlemen who claim to be aliens. Would you, Adam and Eve, it? The first question is from Mrs. Turgid of Walthamstow, and she wants to know what programmes you watched on telly. Strike a light and no mistake.
What do you know of gardening programmes? Read out the list, Dob.
Right. Number one, we would like to have the thing called Cadbury's Float.
Of course, strike a light.
Number two, we would also like a good copy of the film Betty Blue, as the recording we have is a bit scratchy.
Dob, that isn't the right list. Where's the one that I gave you?
That is it. I just added a few things to it. Number three, we would like to know how the woman on Countdown can add up so quickly.
Dob, well, that's all we've got time for. Knock it on the dog and bone. Tomorrow, we'll interview a man who claims to solve the riddle of the corn circles, and we'll be bringing along a 30-foot hedgehog to back up his theory.
That's ridiculous. We must have more time to talk about our list of demands.
Call Lummy, strike a light. Over to the newsroom now with Nigel Botkin.
You know, I thought this might happen. They don't treat nutters very seriously in this country. What do you think they'll do now?
Well, I would guess that they will come storming out in a few seconds and try to blast the planet to pieces.
Can't we nobble their spaceship?
No, it'll have a screening unit. We'll not be able to find it.
Oh, look, here they come.
I have never been so insulted in all my life. Tyson, we must destroy these people.
Oh, give it a rest, Dib. I've got a decent copy of Betty Blue that you can borrow.
Why did you read out the list in that order, Dob? You cretin!
Well, you might have your priorities, but I really wanted that flake thing. It looks great on the adverts.
I have never been so embarrassed in all my life. Dob, I'm going to kill you.
Dib, just go home. This planet isn't ready for us yet.
Yeah, I'm fed up with you being so bitter and twisted, Dib, just because of those gardening programs.
Tyson, what is all this stuff about gardening programs?
Nothing. Just keep quiet or you'll set him off again.
Oh, all right. But we'll be back. Come on, Dob.
Tyson, you'll post me the film.
Dob!
Coming!
Well, thanks for the lift. Do you really have to go back now?
I think I should, just to make sure they really have left the planet. Once I've done that, though, I'll come back and finish my holiday.
Finish it? You never started it. Hey, I could show you around. We could go cycling together. It's great round here, if you avoid some of the locals.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll look forward to it.
Yellow Wimmer, how you been then?
Ah, talking of locals. Hello, Mrs. Mac. Did you clean all of your trees, then?
Oh, yes.
I've had quite an eventful day myself, actually. Oh, sorry. Tyson, this is me...
Oh, hello, son. How you been, then?
Son?
Mother, what are you doing here?
Oh, been here for ages, I have. Ever since Lord Nelson was a pigeon.
She's your mother?
Yes. Mum, you told me you were working on a space station helping to build solar panels. You told me on the phone the other day that you just had the vicar round for tea.
Well, that was true, though. I did have the vicar round. Vicars are better here. They're not pink and they don't bounce up and down on your head.
I don't believe this. Today just isn't happening.
Well, you get off and sort your friends out while Emma and I make your dinner and have a nice little chat. You know, dear, he was a funny little lad. I remember once he drank 2 gallons of marmalade, hoping he would turn orange and sprout leaves. And then another time he swallowed a bar of soap on a space station with no gravity and burped his way from the bathroom all the way to...
You have been listening to Ambleside Revisited. Starring John Ainsworth as Tyson, Watney Bollard and the driver, Lorna Squires as Emma, Brendan Goodrich as Dib, the barman and security guard. Pete Brogan as Dob, Pongo and Mrs. Mack, Henriette Vinceman as Karen, with Peter Donaldson as the Radio 4 announcer. It was written and produced by Alan Morgan.